Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I do my hair, Tom, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Check my neck, baby, how you feeling?
Radio show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world. It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. see a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I've been a little on the reflective side in recent weeks, maybe even months. I'm Carrie Hines, and as we kind of wind down to this immense celebration of the Hair Radio Morning Show, I have to say, I have to look ahead. What's next in the journey? Many folks always come up and tell me how remarkable what we've accomplished together has done and what it means to them in their lives. This is not lost on me. I appreciate it. And we have some things that I think you're going to be surprised about. If you think you know everything about Hair Radio, you don't. But we're excited that we get to unveil them together. And this journey really, really does continue. I'm just as enthralled as I was my very first day on the air with the Morning Edition. And that has no chance of slowing up. So as I continue, as we continue, as we welcome new fans, along with our amazing family of fans that we've had over the course of the entire 27 years of doing the Hair Radio Show, it's just been a wonderful ride, and we're still on the highway. So that's it. I'm looking forward to what's next, and we're just going to keep on keeping on. And thanks so much. I'm real excited. We'll just see what's next.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Dr. Praneet James, and Dr. James, welcome to The Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you, Carrie, for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, you are a trichologist. Why don't you start, tell our listeners out there, what exactly is a trichologist?
Well, Carrie, that's a great question. A trichologist is someone who has studied the science of hair. So I work very closely with clients that are suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get the hair to a healthy state.
Okay, well, we're gonna really go in that, kind of talk about that a little bit more in just a few minutes. We have a lot of folks out there who are experiencing what appears to be like hair loss or experiencing hair loss. We might as well just say it. And I think that we'll be able to kind of shed some light on some things and kind of be able to point them in the right direction. In terms of seeking treatment or seeking help. Now, listen, in full disclosure, Dr. James, I have to say to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Show and those who've already purchased How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, you are featured in this great book. So, by yours truly. So I want to thank you for that and just point it out to everybody. That in addition to this wonderful opportunity we have to talk to you today, that they can always pick up the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book because you bring the hair talk and they can read it word for word in this book. So I just want to mention that, get that out of the way a bit. Now, Dr. James, you were just telling us in terms of what trichology is. Let's just go back a little bit. Tell the folks where you're from and where you operate from.
I am originally from Norfolk, Virginia. I currently stay about 30 minutes away from Norfolk in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I also operate my salon, natural hair salon and clinic, which is known as Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic.
All right. Well, we're going to be checking back with you on that throughout the broadcast. I'm going to remind all the folks out there
keep reminding everybody about this wonderful place that you have, so when they're in the area, they can check it out. Now, let us delve into this wonderful world of tripology. You see a lot of folks who have, in their opinion, experienced hair loss. But let's flip it. What do you think? What is the most common type of issue that you treat there in your shop in the way of hair loss?
That's a great question, Carrie. There are so many different variations of different conditions that I treat. For the most part, I find that a lot of women are coming into the clinic with traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is just one of the different variations of alopecia. There are so many. But what traction alopecia is when the client has, or the actual stylist who rendered the service has caused trauma to the hair follicle. And in some instances, it can be reversed if it's caught, you know, early enough, or they're seeing the early signs. However, if they wait too long, then the follicles can become dormant, whereas, you know, it's not reversible. So that is the that's the number one. And then, you know, I'm seeing androgenetic alopecia, where it's, you know, it's from the genetics, isn't, you know, hereditary. And then I'm seeing a lot of seborrheic dermatitis, wherein that can also lead, you know, to hair loss or thinning around the hairline if it's not treated. So again, there's so many different variations, but pretty much those are the number one types that I'm seeing.
Okay, well, in talking about it a bit, especially the traction alopecia, is that the one that's identified most with, like, the tight braids and the pulling from the scalp for the tight ponytail type things? Tell us a little bit. What are some of the common styles that seem to contribute to traction alopecia or could lead to it?
The type of styling that could lead to traction alopecia, of course, is the weaving, the tight braids, chemical damage, you know, overprocessing of chemical relaxers, which can also cause scarring alopecia, wherein, you know, in most instances, the hair will not grow back. But for the most part, it's the tight braids, glue, which is definitely a no-no. I wouldn't advise anyone to do the glue ends, even with the so-called protective methods or taking precautionary measures, you still can cause, you know, damage to the follicle itself. So those are pretty much the contributing factors.
Okay. Now, I've heard a lot of folks say that they feel like it, that there's nothing they can do. You know, and I'm understanding that there are some treatments. You yourself just mentioned that if, in some cases, if it's caught early, it can possibly be reversed. What can someone do? What are the steps they should take in terms of first identifying this, and then what possibly could they do to minimize this or to reverse this, if you will?
They need to see a trichologist right away when they're experiencing the early signs. Like, say, for instance, they're experiencing excessive hair breakage, or they had a chemical service rendered and they, you know, a bald spot occurs, or they're undergoing a tremendous amount of stress, which can also lead to alopecia areata, which I didn't tap or touch on.
Right.
Alopecia areata can be caused by traumatic or chronic stress. Traumatic, of course, is something that happens unexpected, death in the family, loss of job, et cetera. That can contribute to traumatic stress, which, of course, can cause alopecia areata, wherein they may experience one mosaic circular spot in the head. And if it goes untreated, then, of course, it it spreads, you know, over the head, and it can go into alopecia totalis, where they lose all of the hair and eyebrows, et cetera. And then if it goes untreated, then it can actually go into alopecia universalis, where they lose all body hair. Of course, that is an autoimmune type issue,
right.
which of course can be targeted with health as well.
Now, the areata, isn't that the one that can possibly, you know, your hair can start to grow back after, you know, maybe the stress is, you know, alleviated in some way? Is that possible?
Absolutely. Yes. It normally takes about 3 to 6 months, you know. If the hair is going to grow back, that's the norm, anywhere between 3 to 6 months with treatments. But that is also a major. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening to you. Go right ahead.
No, I was just saying that is definitely another major issue that comes into the clinic, the alopecia areata.
Wow. Now, in your clinic, do you treat majority women or men, or is it about even? Do you find that these types of issues are about even?
I would say men are about 20 years ahead in the hair loss industry, whether, you know, they're receiving hair replacement treatments, et cetera. But a lot of women are coming out more so now than ever before. But to answer your question, Carrie, I treat approximately about 70% women and 30% men or males.
But tell us a
males
little bit
are very
about
secretive. Mm-hmm. Males are very secretive. You know, they're not like us women, wherein we, you know, we like to talk about it in a group, et cetera. They, you know, the males, they like to be very, this is a very private issue for them, and they don't really have a support group like the women, you know, do. But for the most part, like I said, I do treat both.
Okay, because I kind of can understand what you mean, because if I could just get away, throw a wig on, and nobody would know it's a wig. I'm out the door. I'm stepping on. And that's kind of how I, you know. So in terms of treatment, yeah, and you know, being a guy, I guess, you know, that's very possible where we would look at it differently. But I do want to ask about that. You said that, you know, with the men were 20 years ahead. What exactly did you mean by that? I'm not sure if I was clear on that.
Well, with the males, you know, with the hair replacement, like hair club for men and women, you know, et cetera, they actually, you know, took part in the hair replacement units prior to the women. They do like the toupees and the, you know, the hair.
Right.
Of course, they've got a little bit more modern today, but they were actually the ones that started, you know, wearing the hair replacement units or pieces, which is something also that I offer to as a solution to take care of my patients or clients that are suffering from hair loss, to take care of their appearance while they're in the midst of treatment.
Okay. Do they still call it like the prosthesis items
cranial
and all
prosthesis.
Of that? Yeah.
Yes, cranial
okay.
prosthesis or prosthetics, yes.
Okay, wow. This is a vast subject. First of all, folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and today's guest is renowned trichologist, Dr. Praneet James. And I'm so excited to have her with us. And you've been a longtime supporter of the Hair Radio Show, as we pointed out earlier. And we're just very excited to have you with us. And you are the go-to person. You are the go-to trichologist. And just a wonderful stylist. Now, you're a natural hair stylist. So you run the whole gamut. Tell our listeners some of the other things that you do at your salon, some of the other services, I should say.
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, of course, I am the trichologist, but also I am the I'm an all natural focused stylist, meaning that we do not render chemicals within the salon, with the exception of color, but as for relaxers or permanent waving, et cetera, we do not render those type of services. However, whether the client is wanting to wear the hair kinky, coily, or smooth, frizz-free, flowing hair, we are able to achieve those options with chemical-free solutions. So we do provide alternatives to our clients to, of course, maintain the optimal health of the hair.
Okay. And speaking of optimal health of the hair, do you find that a lot of the clients nowadays are coming in with their whole attitude is about what can they do to keep their hair healthy or to get their hair healthy, and then what steps they need to do to keep their hair healthy? And maybe seeing you as that great first step, but what have you noticed at the salon?
Absolutely. A lot of the consumers are coming in, especially naturalists. They're coming in. They're wanting to know what products they can use on their hair, what supplements they can take to maintain healthy hair, et cetera. My approach is a multi-therapy approach. I work inside out. So healthy hair starts within, and it works its way out. So a lot of times clients that are coming in have a lot of nutritional deficiencies, which, of course, reflect in the hair. So let's say, for instance, someone comes in, they have an issue in their, you know, of course, our body, we have 10 different body systems. So a lot of times the women that are coming in, their issues are with their glandular system. That's the system that houses our adrenal glands. That's the system that helps us to deal with stress, menopausal issues, thyroid issues. All of that stems from that particular body system. So, again, back to health, a lot of times it's just a matter of being placed on a customized regimen in order to, you know, achieve the optimum health of the hair. Then, of course, the products, using the correct products in the hair. A lot of times they're using this product, they're using that, and they're actually product junkies. At my salon, I require, before any services are rendered, I do require a consultation to be rendered. It's not a 10-minute or a 5-minute consultation. It's actually 45 minutes to an hour where I meet one-on-one with the potential consumer that comes in. I meet with them one-on-one. We address the goals that they desire for their hair. And this is just a more so a basic consultation targeting healthy hair and natural hair. So we discuss their goals that they desire for their hair. Then I conduct a basic hair and scalp analysis to determine how those goals will be achieved. Then I identify their curl type, which is very important in determining what products will work best on their hair to enhance their curl pattern. So, again, they're not becoming a product junkie or, of course, we can better suit their needs. Then we address the various styling options only based upon the condition of their hair, the looks they're opting for, and I also go an at-home maintenance regimen to follow. So a lot of times, you know, whether the client wants to be salon dependent or they want to take care of their hair at home, my number one goal is to make sure that they understand how to maintain the health of the hair. So if I have someone come, you know, a naturalista that comes in where they just want to know what type of products to use in their hair, I don't just sell them the products. I make sure that we do a tutorial. They know step one, step two, step three. I write them out a customized prescription on how to use the products. A lot of times, you know, you have to mix parts, et cetera, and the regimen is specifically designed for the individual. There is no one particular treatment or product that's going to work 100% across the board for each client. So that's why I recommend the consultation. So therefore, everybody's on the same page, and we're moving in, you know, in the right direction.
What you say about the products, I mean, that just seems to be key. When we look at television, we are, you know, constantly seeing so many different new items on the market to treat hair loss. What's your take on it? And why do we see so much and nothing seems to really be effective in terms of what we see on TV?
Of course, you know, every time you turn around, like you said, you're seeing this product come out, this product, et cetera. Again, back to knowing exactly what the issues are, we're pretty much determine what is needed for that particular individual. Like I said, there is no one-size-fits-all.
No, there isn't.
I highly recommend, you know, them coming in if they're not in my area, if they're having hair loss issues, et cetera, they need to seek a trichologist. So therefore, they know exactly what the issue is versus treating the symptom, they can get to the source of what's going on. Because if they don't target this, what's going on, the actual problem itself at hand, then they're going to spin their wheels. If this product doesn't work, let me try this. Somebody said this is working and nothing is working. So they're wasting their money and their time versus just, you know, going to seek professional consultation, and again, determining what's going to work best for them as an individual.
I see. Wow. Well, folks, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I want to take a moment to just thank Dr. Praneet James for being with us today. Dr. James, again, welcome to Hair Radio, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm really enjoying myself talking about what I love.
Well,
I can
actually
go on and on and on. I don't think you have enough time for me today.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We have 3 full hours here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, wow.
And if you need more, we'll look into that.
Okay.
Speaking of which, actually, you bring up a very good point, because even following this interview today, folks can still read a whole lot more of what you have to say about hair care in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. So I'm very excited because you were kind enough to make a contribution to us and in the way of some wonderful hair ideas and some, you know, hair loss prevention ideas and so forth. And we really, really appreciate that. In fact, you mentioned something, and maybe you can help us to get to understand this, those of us who are novices, and we're not stylists, but what exactly in terms of not identifying the curl pattern, but the classification, the 4C, the this, the that, what does that mean? You know what
okay.
I mean in terms of, the different classes. Is there a way that you can explain that so we at least have some kind of idea and we can take it from there?
Oh, absolutely. For the most part, the curl classifications or curl types, again, are determined, or the products that you're using in your hair are determined by your curl type or your curl classification, and also how much heat is used on the hair, et cetera. You'll find that your looser curl pattern or wavy patterns will fall below the 3 or the earlier 3, 2, and 1 curl types. You'll find that your tighter curl types will be in the 4 category. You have your 4A, which is more so prone to frizz. That's more of a coily, curly type curl pattern. And then, of course, you have your 4B and then, of course, your 4C, which will be more your zigzag, which is the tightest on the charting. So, again, knowing your curl type will definitely take a lot of guesswork out of what products work best on your hair, what shampoos and conditioners, styling aids, all of that. And speaking of shampoos and conditioners, let me kind of tap on that as well.
Sure.
I find that I travel all over the country and do the different natural hair shows, and a lot of times I'm finding that the naturalistas, they're quick to pick up the styling product but forget all about the foundation, all right? The foundation definitely has to be addressed properly prior to coming in with styling aids. Of course, that has a lot to deal with your porosity and your elasticity, and just to kind of tap on that, that means a lot as well when you're determining what products work in your hair, what you need to use for your hair, et cetera. The porosity is the ability for the hair to hold absorb moisture or product. And then, of course, the elasticity is the ability for the hair to stretch and return to its natural state without popping or shedding. So it's good to actually have those two tests rendered as well before you actually determine what products will work best in your hair. And that should be something addressed in a consultation when you go visit your local stylist, or you're considering going natural, or you're completely natural. Now, back to the foundational products. Your foundational products should always consist of a clarifying shampoo. I hear a lot about co-washing, and I'll get to that in a moment.
Right, yes.
You should always have a clarifying shampoo, and I think the fear with a lot of the consumers that are natural, they don't want to properly cleanse their hair or completely submerge their hair in shampoo because they are afraid of the hair drying out or becoming really tangly, et cetera. But if you have the proper balanced regimen meaning that your hair, once you finish styling your hair or applying your styling products, your hair should be at a pH balance of 4.5 to 5.5. The scale runs from 1 to 14, and each product that you apply to your hair has a certain pH level. If you don't know it, know what the pH of each product you're using in your hair and how to determine that. You're going to be spinning your wheels. So back to your shampoo, you should always come in with a clarifying shampoo first. Clarifying shampoos will come in and remove any and everything that has deposited onto the hair shaft, oils, dirt, debris, minerals, some sweat. That deposit on the shaft make the hair very dry and brittle. Medications, if they, you know, go swimming, it takes everything out. And then your second shampoo should be determined upon your finished look. So if they're wanting to wear their hair curly or coily, they should be using a moisturizing shampoo that's geared towards texture. If they're wanting to smooth their hair, do a steam press or a silk press, then they need to be using a smoothing shampoo that's also a moisturizing shampoo designed for smoothing the hair, because those type of shampoos contain kyanic polymers. Kyanic polymers is a smoothing complex that prepares the hair for heat. It actually smooths the cuticle layer, so it makes the hair, it makes it more easier for the stylist or the consumer to actually go in with heat and smooth the hair. If they're using a shampoo that's geared towards curly, they're going to find that their silk press is not going to last as long. It's going to be a little bit more challenging to go in and smooth the hair. And then, of course, it doesn't have the heat protectants or the humidity blockers built in. And then they should be rotating their conditioning regimen. The hair is just like the body, so if they constantly use the same conditioners, eventually the hair will not respond. And this is just general. And once you build that foundation coming in with the proper shampoo and conditioning regimen, now, of course, your shampoos and conditioners should be sulfate-free. A lot of times, That's general. However, if they're experiencing any type of hair or scalp disorders, dry scalp, seborrheic dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, they shouldn't be using any shampoos that contain SLS, which is sodium lauryl sulfate. And you'll find that a lot of the shampoos that state they're sulfate-free, they'll still have the SLS built in, which is very mild. A milder form of sulfate. And what sulfate is, it's just like you use a dish detergent in your hair. Sulfate That's actually goes right. in and it strips the hair, makes the hair very dry. But as for the conditioners, again, rotating the conditioners, they should be using a protein and moisturizing treatment. However, too much protein can snap the hair, too little can as well, so they do want to make sure that both contents are properly balanced, and any other specifics that they may need. If they're suffering from hair loss, then, of course, there are treatment shampoos that are on the market that will cater to the hair loss, if their hair is very dry or porous, et cetera. Go ahead, Carrie. I'm sorry.
And no, I just wanted to jump in. No, I love this. I wanted to just say it seems to me that a lot of this would there's no way that just a person on the street would kind of know these things. So how do they find a trichologist? I mean, is it, does every hairstylist know all of this, or do you work with their stylist? What's the role of the trichologist in terms of how do you connect with the person? How does the person connect with you? How do they find you? And then what would you suggest that they do to even connect with a trichologist to begin with? Because it seems to me that they need to work with, you know, that they have to, it's an education process as well, it sounds like to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's tons of education. It's ongoing. You know, the industry is constantly changing, just like just with hair in general, it constantly changes. But my advice for someone that is looking to become a trichologist, I would
looking to connect with one.
Okay, internet searching, like in my area, if they type in trichologist, you know, I pop up. I'm the only trichologist within, you know, the Hampton Roads area. The closest near me is in the DMV, which is in your northern Virginia area. Trichologists are very rare. I am creating a program where I'm working with stylists or cosmetologists, you know, providing them with a referral fee. For referring to clients that are suffering from hair loss, and then I can write out a prescription on, you know, what they need to do If they, you know, are, you know, when they return back to their stylist on, you know, what products their stylist need to use, you know, et cetera, or they may come, you know, they may come once a month to me and still continue their service with their stylist, you know, et cetera.
So it's like a team approach.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be a team approach. You know, once they come and have treatments done, they don't want to return to what they were previously doing because they're just, you know, defeating the purpose. But like I said, for the most part, is a, you know, an inner issue working inside out. So for the most part, if they are placed on the proper regimen health-wise as for, you know, nutritional supplements, then, of course, that will help, you know, the outer. So that's pretty much what, you know, the steps we take. And then, of course, we treat topically and we come in with electrotherapy treatments. All of that is inclusive in, you know, coming to a trichologist. Hopefully I'm answering your question and not going around the library
bush. No, I think you're doing a great job.
Okay.
And I'm listening to every word you say. My other question, I was just thinking as you were explaining that, what about the cost? Now, this seems to me that this is beyond, I call it para hair. This is beyond the you know, the typical styling services type thing in general. You know, of course, it can be part of it, as you explained earlier. But is this something that quite possibly insurance might cover? Is that even possible in some cases? Or is this, because it sounds so medical and so, you know, it just sounds very like a different level beyond styling services that you generally find with a hairstylist or a barber?
Now, that is a great question. Still to date, the insurance companies do not cover the trichology treatments. However, they do cover hair replacement. However, you know, it has to be pre-approved by their insurance company, and it will fall in the category of cranial prosthetics as for them, you know, as providing them with a solution, you know, to take care of their appearance. But still to date, they don't cover trichology, you know, the trichology aspect of it, which is sad. But we're working towards that at this point, and in the near future, it should, you know, come into effect.
And one of the biggest questions that I should have asked you kind of at the top, and you kind of explained a whole lot since then, which has been fantastic, but clearly the difference between a dermatologist and a trichologist.
Well, again, that's another great question, Carrie. You have so many great questions. The difference, and that's a very important question, the difference between a trichologist and a dermatologist. A dermatologist is someone who more so specializes in derma or skin. However, they have been trained to, you know, work with hair slightly. But when a consumer goes to a dermatologist and they say, okay, I have this issue with my scalp, et cetera, the dermatologist is only going to treat the symptoms, meaning they're going to maybe suggest cortisone injections or some type of topical solution, et cetera, which, of course, only pacifies the problem. On the other hand, or causes some other side effect. On the other hand, when a consumer comes to a trichologist, we take a multi-therapy approach to overall hair health, meaning that we're going to, you know, get to the source of what's going on to provide more of a permanent solution versus something that's, you know, only going to be semi-permanent or temporary.
Okay,
actually.
Got it.
They go to a dermatologist and, you know, they provide them with a topical solution, a lot of times it throws the pH of the hair and the scalp off, dries the hair out severely. So they may take care of one issue, you know, temporarily, but it causes another issue, you know, severe hair breakage, again, throwing the balance of the hair off. The hair is very porous. So I'm not saying that the dermatology solutions do not work, but if someone comes to me that has been to a dermatologist, I don't talk against the dermatologist or just pretty much, you know, tell them to put, you know, put the product.
You don't say don't go back to that
it.
One.
Right.
Okay.
What we do is we can take what they have and add to it to make sure that the hair is balanced, because the ultimate goal is when that hair is growing in, we don't want it to reverse. We don't want it to snap back off. So if the hair is growing into a unhealthy environment, if it's very dry, you know, growing into a dry environment, it's especially with the tighter curl patterns in the four categories we mentioned earlier, you'll find that the hair started snapping back off, so they started going, you know, backwards, and they'll end up with the same issues.
Mm. Well, I have to say, folks, Dr. James, you are just chock full of information. We're going to have you back often because our listeners. Yes, well, we'd love to have you because our listeners have a lot of questions. Hair loss is a huge topic. It's a big discussion, and today was a great introduction to it. But we need to have you back to break it all the way down.
Absolutely.
So that
I'd love
way,
to
yes.
That.
Well, we'd love to have you. Now, before we go, let me just have the folks out there know how to reach you again. Dr. James, how would they find you? Where would they find you? How would they find you and all of that? Please share that with our listeners.
Great. Thank you, Carrie. They can find me or they can actually go to my website, which is Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S. .com. They can actually schedule an appointment online. If they have any questions, they can send those questions over. I'm also on Facebook under Preneek, P-R-E, N as in Nancy, I-K, James. Instagram, Fruit of the Spirit Salons, and also Twitter. So all of the social media sites they can reach me on. Or they can call me, area code 757-452-0170. And as I mentioned, the name of the salon is Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair masks, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Yes, my name is Angela Clark. I am the owner of Clark VO Services, and it is a voiceover company. So it is. It started out with just my voice. But I am an entrepreneur. I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit. And so that was the reason why, from the very beginning, we chose to create Clark VO Services rather than just promoting Angela Clark Voice Artist, because it has always been my goal to be able to work with other voice artists and build a business that was established enough to offer more than just my voice. So that is actually the next phase of my business. Now that I've established myself really well as a voice artist, I work with companies all around the world, Singapore and India. I work with clients from those countries actually on a daily basis. I work with literally around the world. It is just exciting. I love working with clients from around the globe, big, little, mom and pop businesses to corporations. It is just every day is a brand new adventure, like I said, originally it was just my voice. I've established that pretty well. So the next phase is to add more voice talent to the company, which is, something we're super excited about here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I am excited to have you here today because there are a couple things I also wanted to mention that you are also in the hair world. At least you made a big, big splash in the hair world, literally. And you've, yes. You've done some great things, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. We really are. But I don't want to gloss over this because you said Clark VO Services. That's the name of the business for the voiceover work. And so this is helpful to folks, just in mentioning that you were going to be on our show. I'm talking to folks and just saying, you know, Angela's coming to the show. I was so excited, and they're like, can I have Angela do something for me? I need her to do a voice thing for us, too. I said, okay, I'll pass that along. And that's really a true story. So this is really
that
nice.
Is,
right? Does this happen?
That is how I grow, Carrie. Yep. Yep.
Aww.
That is really how we grow, is happy clients, spreading the word, you know, like any business, like the hair business for sure.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That's how you grow your clientele. One happy client spreads the word. It's the same thing for me. Happy clients
wow.
spread the word. So.
Wow. Well, now I
and,
want...
you know.
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, we are on, of course, there's clarkvoservices.com, but
yeah.
I am on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Twitter is, you can Google my name and you'll find it. clarkvoservices.com has the links to all
awesome.
Of our social media pages.
And
that's the easiest way.
Yes, it can come.
Yeah, and YouTube is always a really fun place too, Carrie. I post on YouTube. I post project clips. I love to advertise my clientele, so as long as they let me, I will spread the word for their business as well. You know, I'm in promoting myself. I promote them. I love to go hand in hand with that.
Yeah.
And of course, I do lots of character work as well, so I always post that kind of stuff. So my YouTube channel is informative and somewhat hilarious at times, but we have a lot of fun on YouTube.
Well, speaking of which, you also do something where our fans over on our when we have our 24hourhairradio.com playing, we often will dig up some of your old podcasts, and I hope you. You know, you continue with it because we just love it so much where you are sharing all kinds of advice and just talking to people about little different doobie-dabs and things. And I just found it very intriguing. So please, when you put together some new things or want to dig up any more, please feel free to do so we can get them on out there across. Because since we've last worked together, we are now also shouting out the folks over at Upscale Magazine Radio. They're on 24/7 with their own wonderful format, and we're so proud and excited. So you get to play everywhere. So, yes, you absolutely
do. That is awesome. I started that podcast because I, like I said, I'm an entrepreneur, you know, and I have that entrepreneurial spirit, and I love to teach people about building business. You know, once you have those skills, whatever business you decide to build, the skills apply. And so that podcast was a great, I ended up teaching. I'm teaching a class that is for voice artists right now. But my subject is those business skills that they need to build this, to build this business. And so that's really where the podcast came from, is just passing out those skills to other people with that same entrepreneurial spirit. So, I'll have to let you know when we add more content to that.
Yes, please do. I really mean that. That is huge for us. Also, now, listen, we mentioned at the top of this that you were a salon owner. So I got to talk a little bit about that. So tell us about your career in the hair industry. You know, you came to the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we have to talk about it.
That's right. That is why you are so near and dear to my heart. I did start out as a hair salon owner. I went to beauty school at 30 years of age, Carrie, because I had all intentions of, I went to beauty school to get my license to be a salon owner. I never had any intention of always working for somebody else. It was always to be an owner, and I just needed licensed to do that. And I had everybody tell me that you could not do that. You needed to work for somebody for about a good 10 years, and then you needed to, you know, slowly move into that. But I knew I knew how to operate
a business.
Well, you're
a smart lady. You're a very savvy cookie. You know, you really
I knew that that my business would be built on me being a good entrepreneur, a good business owner, and giving my stylist the absolute best place to work. Now, I'm in Pennsylvania, so we are not allowed to do booth rental. So every girl that worked in my shop...
The same, yeah.
The same way. Okay, so every stylist that worked for me literally worked for me. They were my employees.
Right.
And so it was always my goal to make my salon the absolute best place for them. As a business owner, I always took that very personally. Like, I wanted my stylist to be so happy in my shop that they never wanted to go anywhere else. Because as a salon owner, you know, the hardest part is it's so destructive to a business when your stylist, you put all that money and effort and time into building their clientele, and then they take it and go somewhere else.
So exactly,
you know, that's destructive.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I can honestly say my employees loved working for me because I always put their needs first. You know, I would, if they, anything within reason, if they wanted to try it, you know, I would figure out a way that we would try that. And sometimes that made the shop money and sometimes it didn't. But overall, I had employees that literally would not go anywhere else. I was comfortable with that. I knew that I could go on vacation and feel that the shop was just fine. I have this theory, as any business owner should have for their business, but I always trained my stylist to, I wanted to be able to walk away. I wanted to be able to walk away for a time and feel comfortable enough that the shop was going to run on its own. So 99% of the things that I did as a business owner, in combination with all the employees, it could literally be taken care of without me. And I thought, I did that on purpose because I thought it was my responsibility to myself and my family if something would happen to me and I'd be in the hospital or, you know, sick and couldn't come in. I wanted the shop to still be able to run itself. And so I don't think they even realized it, but between all of them, they could completely run the business. And that was, I encourage every owner, set yourself up that way. So it is not totally 100% dependent on you. Don't carry that burden. Business ownership is hard enough. You know, don't have all that weight on yourself.
You know what? I'm going to
there's my preaching moment.
That's hard. Because I felt like you were delivering that message right to Karen Hines, too.
I will pass the offering plate around when I'm done.
Well, then I'm going to stick my hand in there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I'll tell you, I really have to say that is the best advice. And I'll tell you something else. You know that I've done thousands of interviews. This is not a secret. But what amazes me is in all of those interviews that I've done, I could literally count on one hand how many times someone has told me about their employees. It is so rare that they have even acknowledged their employees. I'm telling you, I wish I were making this up. So I already know that what you're telling me is a 100% big fact, that it's got to be exactly what you said, because you apparently did create an environment like that, because you've talked about your employees longer than you talked about anything else. So that's...
Because my employees were my business.
I love it. I love it.
Your employees build your business. And I know that it's not how everybody thinks about ownership. I know that's not the first thing they think of. And I know that I set the environment, right? In my salon, the environment was my attitude and my personality. That is the biggest thing that we bring to our salon as a salon owner. We set the environment, and we set the mood, we set the tone, right? So it is naturally, when I was there, you have to turn yourself on, right? You love people. You love your clients. You love your employees. You have a smile on your face. You're not fake, but because people know that. They know when you're fake. But you have a general sense of, this is my business, and I appreciate and love the people that enter here, whether they work for me or they are a customer of mine. And every single person will genuinely feel that. So when you care about the people that work for you, they care about you. I really had very few, once I realized that, Carrie, I mean, once I learned to really put their needs first, and to care about them as an individual, to care about their families. They knew that. They knew that I cared about their children and their spouses and their boyfriends or whatever, their partners. They knew I cared about them as a person. They were the most loyal employees anybody could ask for. And with that, they refer other people. They're like, you know what? You need to come work for Angela. It is the best place you can ever think of working. And that's why the business grew. I'm in a small town, right? I'm in a small town in central Pennsylvania, and it was the largest salon in the area.
Wow.
And I made a very happy, healthy income from that salon. At one point, we had one salon with four locations.
Wow. Incredible.
I just was a girl who knew how to appreciate people, had a strong sense of entrepreneurial skills and drive, and went to school and got my license because I wanted to put that into being a salon owner.
Wow. Well, I say this, and I really mean it. And when I said that you are very smart, very savvy, very sophisticated, you know how to, you know, you use a lot of just plain common sense type stuff as well.
Absolutely.
And you have a good personality, and you kind of figure it out. Because that's really what's at the core of entrepreneurship. I really believe that. You know, and you let your personality drive your business. And that you really figured it out. And I'm paying even more close attention than I think I've ever paid attention to anybody because I love the advice. And sometimes,
hey, you
know,
love and respect others, and you give your best, Carrie. It doesn't matter what business it is. Those two things lead you to success.
You know what? I think you were right on time this morning here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Literally. I really mean that, and it means a great deal. So, okay, now here's the question. Who pours this into you? How did you learn all this? Because this is not something that is just going to be a natural thing. How did you get inspired?
Oh, Carrie, I'll tell you what. that is such a loaded question. My husband and I both come from very poor backgrounds. Both of us, you know, we both grew up, rural settings, you know, no college educations in our families, no college education for us. You know, we both felt like at some point you have to break that cycle of poverty and that poverty thinking. And we both decided that we were going to scratch and claw our way out. And we decided that we were going to find mentors. We were going to find mentors, like people that had a successful marriage. We were going to find people that were awesome parents, that had the children to show for it, right? But just because you have a successful marriage does not mean you're a super awesome parent or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So we found those. And then we found people that were successful in business. And some of those people, I mean, we literally had to just beg them to just spend a couple of minutes with or become some kind of, in some kind of servant position. You know, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Can I, anything to spend time with you, to be near you, whether I had to outright tell them that or just somehow put myself in their circles. But I targeted people that I wanted to learn from. And I took every opportunity I could to be around them. And then lastly, honestly, is reading. We studied and studied everything. Marriage books, parenting books, business books. You know, we studied hard and we were broke for years.
Oh.
But we did work our way out of that. You know, my husband and I, we were 17 when we got married.
Oh, my.
We were just kids.
Wow.
We were literally kids, and we knew that we didn't want to, we just didn't want to live in that poverty anymore. And there's just, we knew that our parents loved us. We were never unloved. We knew that we were loved, but we knew that they couldn't help us because they only knew what they knew. And so we decided we had to go beyond that. We had to get out of how we were living and do better for our children and change their lives. And in that process, you know, our children have no idea. Our two older ones do. Our older children, we have our daughter's 26, our son is 25, and then we have a daughter who is 20.
Oh,
the 26-year-old and the 25-year-old, they can remember being poor, Carrie. They can remember the, you know, you have this much money to get all of your clothes. Let's see, how can we do that? You know, they can remember that. The youngest one does not. She has grown up in a totally different environment. We always say the youngest or the two oldest, they remember building businesses and being broke building a business. And the youngest one, she just remembers the success of the businesses.
Well, I always say there's a benefit in both sides.
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
It really is.
I think we might have scared business ownership out of the first two.
Okay. I hear you. Well,
we might have scared it right out of them.
You've got to tell us your husband's first name. We got to at least be able to shout him out this morning.
Oh, he is my best friend, of course, the love of my life. His name is Josh.
Josh, okay. We're shouting out Josh.
He is my partner in everything. You know, he does do voiceover a little bit with me. But in every business that I have ever done, we tackle it hand in hand, for sure, whether he is seen or not. Even at the salon, we always called the salon our family farm because, you know, my husband was the guy that helped me with my books, and he was the repairman, and he was the guy that would paint, and he was the guy, you know, he was like, even all of my employees, you know, they knew that we ran the business together. Even if he wasn't there on a daily basis, we absolutely run all of our businesses. We run them together.
You know what? You guys, you just have it. You have it together. You know what I mean? However you got there, you know, maybe if you had all those, you didn't have such humble beginnings or you didn't have things, you might be different people and your whole lives would be different. I just think that you guys are just remarkable. I love your story. I'm just blown away.
Thank
this
you.
I really didn't expect Angela. You could knock me over. You knocked me over literally out of my chair.
I told you those were loaded questions.
I had no idea. You know, this is why it is so important. It is so important to share everybody's stories, share each story from each person, because everybody does have a story to tell, and I can totally relate to what you say, and you are going to connect with so many people who are out there and listening to you right now
with this. And I just think it's incredible. So we've got to remind everybody the name of your business again and how they can catch up with you, because I think your phone's just going to be ringing off the hook. I think the people are going to be contacting you for voiceover work to help their businesses grow and all that wonderful good stuff. So tell everybody again how they can catch up with you.
Well, my name is Angela Clark. You can always Google Angela Clark, voice artist. But my website is clarkvoservices.com. And if you go to the website, it will direct you to my social media pages. You can message me on the website. You can email me. I'm pretty easy to get in contact with. So any way that you're comfortable, you go ahead and reach out.
Yes. And, of course, you can always connect to Angela right here through her family at the Hair Radio Show.
That's
now,
right.
Yes. Now, speaking of which, I have to say, one of my favorite voiceover announcements of Angela's that we play here all the time, and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show know this announcement. I've had so many guests who've been on our show, and they always reference it, and it goes something like this, and I can't do Angela's, where Angela has her own thing. Let me just say that, her own special gift that that we just so appreciate here. But it cracks me up because the ending says, you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. That's what it says.
Oh, so I don't even remember doing that one. That is so awesome. I'm going to have to listen for that one. I love it.
It is just one of my favorites. And so many people about it. So really.
Your commercials and announcements are so much fun to do.
Well, listen, I have just thoroughly enjoyed them here. So now what's next for you and the company?
Well, so I got to a point with Clark VO Services where it was actually costing me money to leave the house and go to the salon. So I did have to decide at some point, which one I was going to really put my head down and dig into, because, I made a good living at the salon.
Right.
And I loved my clientele and I loved my stylist that worked with me, and we were like a family there. So it was a lot of tears. But I knew I was making the right decision. But as of June 1st this year, I had approached one of my stylists and asked if she would be interested in taking over my baby. And she, of course, we both cried, I think for weeks. We cried and laughed and hugged and whatever. But she took over the shop, and I have decided, as of June 1st, I just own Clark VO Services. I am no longer the owner of the Swirl Shop Salon. It is enough. I really, from a business perspective, my husband and I, we're doing the books, and he's like, babe, it's time. It's time that you hand that shop over to somebody else and commit fully. We got to the point where I was not going to sell the salon and then hope to meet my income goals. It had to be solid. So we decided that before I was even going to think about selling the salon, I would double the income that I was making at the salon.
Wow.
And, when we hit that point, it was time. So that's where we're at. And June was a kind of a recovery month. I did my daily work and left the studio and enjoyed time with my kids and my grandchildren and really just relished the fact that I could take some time off and recuperate. And My husband took me out of town several times just to get away, and we, you know, I felt like I kind of licked my wounds and healed a little bit. But we have goals. We have a lot of goals for a voiceover business. And so, you know, now I'm kind of getting back into the, okay, these are our goals. This is where we grow from here. You know, I want to add some more voice artists to the roster for Clark VO Services. So I'm working with other artists. And, you know, I think that's the next step for us.
I
love this business.
Yes, and I was about to tell you, speaking of that, that it's the perfect partner what you're doing with where we are now in terms of technology and the whole world of podcasts. So your business worked in tandem with, you know, with the whole thing on podcasts and everything else that's happening. So I think you're, you know, you have really positioned yourself incredibly well. And I think you're going to be just fine.
Thank you. I really, I love it. And, you know, I was just, because I told you I teach a class, you know, voice artists. I teach them business perspectives. And, you know, I was just telling them the other day, think about what we do. We change the world.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I get to help you grow your business.
Yeah.
I feel like, yes, it's my voice out there, but I'm like a silent partner. You know, I create ads for you, or sometimes it's just I do voicemail for there was this great small business, Dove's Dog Training. Oh,
okay.
Look them up. They are a great business.
My.
And, you know, I just did their voicemail for them.
Wow.
I love being a part of growing that family-owned business. You know, I feel like, and then I get to promote them on social media, and of course then we follow each other, and when they post, I share, and that is just part of, I get to help you grow your business.
And vice
and
versa.
That is very rewarding.
And vice versa. And that is,
yes,
it is incredible, and it is a great gift. And you help to shape, like I said at the top of this, you help to shape what we put out to represent our business. And I just think it's incredible, just incredible. You're doing an amazing job, and we're very grateful. And like I said, I'm just sorry it took so long to get you on our airwaves as Angela. But you made everything happen at the right time. And so,
That's right.
So I think, you know, this is just the beginning. And we're going to continue, and we're going to help you to continue to grow that business of yours and keep folks informed as to what you're up to. So you got to come back.
Well, thank you.
You got to come back.
Thank you. I would love to. You know I love you guys at the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you. Aw, thank you. And see, we every time I hear your voice, I hear all of the announcements. I really do. because we've gotten so used to hearing your voice. It is just bizarre. Well, listen, you are just awesome. Yeah, so thank you so much for being a part of the Hair Radio Show family in your own way. You know, you're a big part of what we're doing, and we're going to continue that. So listen, Angela, I want to say thank you again, and any last words you want to leave with everybody today?
Oh, it is an honor and a privilege to work with you, Carrie. It is an honor to be a voice on your station and to be promoting, you know, for you. I just love it. And I look forward to working with your other family members. You know, it is just an amazing opportunity, and I am forever grateful and thankful. You know, it has been just a wonderful experience getting to know you.
Thank you. Likewise. Like we said, you haven't made it until you've made it. Now you got to know to come right on in.
That's
now.
Right.
You haven't
All
made
right.
it until you've made it to...
To the Hair Radio Show.
See you back here next time. Thank you, Angela. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
You got
Bye-bye.
It.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston.
Finally, you come alive.
Tony Terry.
It's for real what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with The Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
All right, it's mid-show Wednesday morning, September 14th of 2022. It's our show number 756. Show number 756. And we're so excited. We want to say hello to all of our amazing fans from coast to coast and around the world, literally. And a special good morning to our friends over at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com and so many others out there. First, I've got to bring to the line at this point the queen of the mornings, you guys. This is the one and only Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Hi.
Welcome to this show.
Yes, it's so nice. We don't usually get a chance to chat so much while we're listening and working on the show in the morning. So it's always such
exactly.
a great joy to meet up with Nicole Marie mid-show. I'm just thrilled to have you on. So
I'm thrilled to be here.
So what's your takeaway so far, Nicole Marie, this morning?
I was definitely listening with all of you, and I was just blown away. First listening to Dr. James, the trichologist.
Oh, Chris James. And Yes.
I learned so much information. I did not know when she was talking about the steps to washing the hair, talking about using the clarifying shampoo, and then the second shampoo determines what look that you want. I didn't know there was a difference.
And let me just say this. You are so correct. I'm going to let you totally finish your thought, Nicole Marie. But I've got one thing to say from the owners of Kerapi, the number one brand in my world for cleaning your hair. We say... when it comes to the folks, we don't really wash your hair. Kerapi doesn't wash your hair. We shampoo it.
Mm-hmm. Shampoo.
You wash your laundry. You wash your floor. We shampoo hair.
Shampoo hair.
I just learned that. How do you like that?
I love it. I love it.
So go ahead. I didn't mean to take you totally off track, but I had to throw that in there this morning. We shampoo.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And that is so correct. Yes. And then third, she mentioned you rotate your conditioning regimen.
Right. That's correct.
I did not know
because
that.
What
for
happens
so
is
long,
your hair.
Yeah, just like anything else, it becomes accustomed to the treatment and the nourishment, which is fine, but it's not going to, it kind of starts to, you know, the effectiveness may dissipate over time. Doesn't necessarily mean that, but it can happen. So that's why at Carapi, we have a variety of shampoos and conditioners. What really seems to be the key word and takeaway is about stimulation of the scalp and always just keeping things fresh in your regimen and trying different things. Yes. I'm grateful that Carapi is so critical when it comes to preventing hair loss, preventing breakage from folks who are dealing with thinning hair. You know, the one thing I wanted to definitely that she also mentioned was that I asked her about the difference between trichology and dermatology. Let me make this very clear to everybody in earshot of this, my voice right now. There is no substitute for a dermatologist, period, with a T. A dermatologist is a medical doctor. So do not take prescriptions from anyone other than a medical doctor, period. And if you're not sure about what I'm saying, you give me a call at Hair Radio. When it comes to hair loss and the education of what you're doing, that's why I formulated this, founded TAF, which is the Traction Alopecia Foundation. That's what TAF stands for. Yeah, Traction Alopecia Foundation, because we are concerned about your hair and hair care.
Yes, we are.
And when alopecia seemed to be in everybody's vernacular, thanks to the Oscars this past year, you know, this past season or what have you, where they had the big slap with Will Smith and all of that, and Chris Rock, and alopecia, what's the wife's name, Jada Pinkett Smith, where she had declared about alopecia. What we did not know and what she did not clarify, pardon the pun there, is what type of alopecia she had. And it was kind of alluded to that it was, I mean, to be honest with you, when she was talking, it was almost that she was inferring that it was equivalent to cancer almost or something like that. And I don't want to put words in her mouth. This is not what she's saying, I heard her say, but that's the feeling I got. Please be aware that alopecia is not going to kill you. Okay?
It's not
a deadly disease. That's number one. So that being said, alopecia, the number one type of alopecia that black women deal with, and others, but black women number one, is traction alopecia. And traction alopecia is directly correlated, directly connected to how you care for your hair, education. It's about education. If you're informed about proper hair care, you can avoid, traction alopecia. It's the only avoidable form of alopecia that there is. Did you hear that? It's the only avoidable form of alopecia. And yet, it is the number one alopecia that black women deal with. And most of the other organizations that are out there do not address it. Period. They've been on my show. They've been right here.
Wow.
They talk to us.
Right.
And so while African Americans, we face all of the same alopecias that everyone else does, it just so happens that the traction is more closely tied to our community for many, many a myriad of reasons that we explore right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just wanted to get that on across to everybody this morning. So, yes, so you heard all of this emanated out of you saying that you tuned in to a lead-off interview this morning with Dr. Pranit James, who is a noted trichologist. Yes. So she's doing her thing
and something, and something else that really hit me that she said was knowing the curl pattern helps with the products you use on your hair.
Absolutely. You can identify, important. She does a whole thing about identifying the curl pattern and how to identify your curl pattern. Absolutely. My thing is this. If you really want an education on the hair care, listen to these interviews. Listen to our in-depth talk about hair care, because you're not going to learn it anywhere else. And here you can do it in the comfort of your home, where no one knows that you're learning. You know, some of us are kind of funny about that. But
exactly.
I say, yes, and one of the other resources that we're pushing out there for everybody is Carapy.com and my own company, Carrie Hine CareCare.com, K-E-R-R-Y-H-I-N-E-S, CareCare.com. Go to CarrieHinesHairCare.com. It'll be a great education. We're going to talk to you all about everything that you need to know, whether it's Carapy, whether it's other resources. We're doing a whole lot of education, plus we're building a Carapy College there that can help everyone, not just our distributors and our professional side, but also our consumers, the folks, you guys out there who are in need of, addressing your hair loss concerns. So, I don't always want to just say hair loss. We're about hair growth. Carapy is a hair growth system. Hair growth system. So, yes, it does remedy a lot of the different issues and things, in terms of thinning hair and all of that, because it stimulates the scalp. That's why we infuse the shampoo lightly with caffeine. We also take the time to explain and want you to totally know what you're doing. And I love that Pranit James, who was on earlier this morning, if you missed the interview, you can play the show back and listen. She broke it down about the different types of shampoo. And as far as that is concerned, so Carapy, our number one brand for the Mocha Madness, that Carapy shampoo is not a clarifying shampoo, but a moisturizing shampoo. So I'll let you listen back to get all that information this morning on the show. So, Nicole Marie, what have you got? Please go ahead, take it away. I know you got some updates for everybody this morning. So, and then we're going to get the candle queen on from down in Jacksonville, Florida. We got a lot to talk to her about this morning. But, can you give us a quick rundown of one of the stories that you have for us today, Nicole Marie? Go ahead and take it away.
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, just continued coverage on Queen Elizabeth. Everyone knows, last week that she did pass, and there is a 10-day process up to her state funeral. So on yesterday, her coffin made its way back to London, and today there will be a procession along the way there in London, on the way to the Buckingham Palace, where there will be a short 20-minute service, about 20 minutes or so, that will be led by the Archbishop of Canterbury and accompanied by the Dean of Westminster. They are saying that her four children, King Charles, Prince Anne, Prince Andrew, and Prince Edward, could stand around the coffin in what is called the royal tradition. It's known as the Vigil of the Princes. And then her body will lie in state after the ceremony. It'll begin lying in state at 5 p.m., and it'll be viewable for 24 hours a day for the next 5 days. Like I said, her state funeral will be Monday, September the 19th, and they are expecting just an insurmountable number of people to come and walk through the palace to, view her coffin. So So, like I said, that will start today. Her body will lay in state starting today through Monday, and that will be televised starting today. That whole ceremony will be televised today.
And Nicole Marie, if I may, would you be kind enough to keep us informed, do some coverage of this, and share that with us at Hair Radio? We'll be paying close attention right here on our broadcast.
I will be paying attention for these next 5 days, everything that is going on, and I definitely will give an update on that, Carrie.
Awesome. Much appreciated. Okay. On the way, we've got, we're going to hear from Michael Hopkins, of course, from the Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know he's with us usually on Tuesdays. We're going to do a wrap-up of yesterday's his second season premiere, so we'll talk about that. A little after 8 o'clock this morning, 7 o'clock if you're out in Central Time Zone, we're going to be talking about all that's happening. We've got quite a bit to get into. I know you have another big story that you're covering. You'll hear a little bit more from Nicole Marie on that. And then about 8:30 this morning, we've invited back a hairstylist. We have this brand new thing called Wednesday's Hairstylist. So at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, we're rolling out an introduction for you guys. In this case, she's making her way back to the show. You guys remember BB. So we can't wait to talk to her a little later today.
Looking forward to it.
Right now, I'm excited to talk with her. Now, right now, we are we're pointing to the Candle Queen. You guys know Blue out of wonderful Jacksonville, Florida. And good morning, Blue. I'm the only one who gives Blue like several syllables. Good morning. from Divine Energy Candles. Yes, DivineEnergyCandles.com, luxury candle line. It is my great honor and pleasure every day, mid-show, to have Blue with us. We're very lucky, first of all, to have you here live on the show. And we appreciate that. And so, good morning, officially, Blue. Mid-show.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? How's everyone doing this morning?
Great.
How are you doing down there? Yeah, how's the weather out your window in Jacksonville this morning? It was cloudy yesterday.
And it's even cloudier today. It looks like we haven't rained early this morning today. It's just, it's not good out there, but, yeah, that's where we are right now.
We're in the goodness this morning right here on the show.
Right.
So that's okay. Blue, I do want to talk to you this morning, folks out there. You guys know Blue gives us what's called the scent of the day.
Scent of the day.
And so
the
scent of the day.
Looking
and this is
that.
Important. Yeah, I look forward to it every morning. That's really not just a line. I create a scent of the day right here. I emulate what Blue, I listen to what she's talking about on the show and her breakdown of what is included in that scent. And that's what drives what I like the office here to permeate with this, pleasant smells and things like that. It helps.
Right.
I use all my senses, if that makes any sense.
Right.
But, yeah, I use everything to get my day going. You know, remember we talked about positive affirmations and all of that.
Yes.
And some folks pray. Some folks do this. You know, we have different regimens that we do to get our day going in the way that it needs to. And everybody, as part of their daily regimen, tune into the Hair Radio Morning Show. So there you have it, Blue. So with that being said, I need to give a big drum roll to Blue this morning.
Drum roll,
what
please.
What is our Wednesday scent? Yeah.
Today we have a beautiful scent. It's called Pineapple Sage. And this fragrance is a tropical pineapple sage.
I love your name. I just literally, when you make these announcements each day, I just literally want to fall on the floor. Pineapple sage, how beautiful.
Yes.
You just, every day you come up with the most beautiful name.
The list never ends. So we're grateful here at the Air Radio Morning Show and the fans.
This is a tropical blend of pineapple sage, sage and green leaves. The scent has a fresh cut pineapple top note, while a heart of green leaves.
When you say top note, because you know what you're saying, but for the fans out there who are buying Divine Energy candles for the first time today, when you say the top notes, break it down for us, Queen of Candles.
Sure. When I say top note, on first impact, when you go in to smell that candle, you're going to get that fresh pineapple scent as soon as it's going to hit your nose right away. And then when I say middle note, you go down deeper into your candle. When I say middle, then that's when you're going to get your green leaves, anise, and palm. And then when I say base, that means when you really, get into the heart of your candle, you're going to get that sage and sugar scent. It's going to come out. So you're going to get that pineapple,
and that's called the base
sugar.
What is that called? Where
that
you have that
base.
Sugar scent, that deep.
The base.
The base.
Yeah. It's top, middle, and base. Yes.
Top, middle, and base. Wow, we are really getting that education today. Top, middle,
base. And base.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, okay, so the top is the fresh pineapple scent.
Correct. Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the middle is where we really get that. Yeah.
The green leaves and anise and palm. Yeah, you'll really smell that as well. And then you'll get that sage and sugar, like a sweet sugar. Because, pineapple is always nice and sweet anyway.
You got
so
that right. That's my favorite fruit. Mm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Smell of this beautiful pineapple sage.
Mm-hmm.
And you now I keep saying this every day that we are going to get your pages set up, your group page over at our wonderful online community for the listeners at hairradio.com. And again, that's hairadio.com. And that's where I want to put each of your candles of the day, your scents of the day, that everybody can get this, and also what those incredible top notes and middle notes and base notes are all about. Because I think it's really amazing. Top notes, middle notes, and the base. I'm loving
it.
That's it, right? Amazing. So, Candle Queen, you are teaching us every day. And again, we're talking to Blue from down in Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, who runs Divine Energy Candle. And we just love Divine Energy Candles. I mean, just amazing.
Luxury candles. And Blue, I just have to say, like Carrie said, you just educate us. Who knew there was so much to a candle? In the past, you get a candle, you light a candle. Yes, you like the way it smells, but you really have broken it down for us and, actually educating us on a candle. So thank you so very much.
It's a science. I call it candle science.
It's definitely layers to candle making. It's definitely layers. Yes.
Oh, Blue.
Thank you
so now
much.
Thank you. I echo that. Thank you, Nicole Marie. That was a great way to
what
Blue's doing every day. And Blue, we take that with you every day here on the broadcast. We really do. We, because what you're doing is so important to our fans. And I told you,
it is.
I love when we get to mid-show. I love it because what Blue does, she allows us to just change our whole mood, literally, whatever we're talking about on the show. And it's always an uplifting mood anyway. But you take it to an all-new level with the candle talk. And so I'm hoping, and part of what we're doing is our obligation to DivineEnergyCandles.com and that is to create a wonderful newsletter that we can share with your fans, that will incorporate what you're doing here on our broadcast at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And remember that folks hear this every day throughout not just the Hair Radio Morning Show, but our wonderful partnership with UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. You're part of history. It's the very first radio network for a major magazine. They've been around for 34 years. And, you know, I'm excited to be part of it. And so this, shouting out those folks who are tuned in right now over there. And there's so much more to come. Yes. So Divine Energy Candles, this is great.
Yes.
So now on Friday's show, we're loving it. Friday, you can expect, I love this, that you're going to give a breakdown, a quick review of all of the candles that we talk about each day. So if you miss them along the way, Friday show, I know you'll be naming the Friday candle, which will carry you through the weekend, and giving us a review, a recap of some of the other candle talk from earlier in the week. So I'm excited.
I am too.
Yes,
we love it.
Yeah, we love it. We love it, and that's the thing, and thank you. Well, listen, now I have to say, speaking of Friday's show, I came across an incredible fan. Her name is Tanya Greener. She's out of the Midwest. Now, in marketing, we have this thing where we say, if it plays in Paducah, you're a hit. And I'm playing in Paducah, folks, okay?
Awesome.
That means that the folks in the Midwest, because you can, you know, we're, you know, they consider folks in the East Coast and the West Coast to be kind of city slickerish. But when you can appeal, well, that's really what they do in marketing. So I'm not telling anything, folks, that this is not what's discussed in these corporate conference rooms. So when you hear of this kind of talk, I'm talking to you so that you can, if you don't know, you'll definitely learn. And it's important with marketing concepts and sales and advertising and all that, that you know what's going on. And so that's the theme. When it comes to marketing, we sit in these rooms and we say, will it sell in Paducah? Will the people in the Midwest buy into what we're talking about? And that's where you really want to shoot and aim for. So that's why, you know, and folks, it's a little bit of a broad brush painting because they just paint everybody with a broad brush in the Midwest, you know. And it's hard that this is what they do. We label everything. That's what we are in America. We label everybody. So with that in mind, this wonderful, wonderful lady, Tanya, who is one of the fans. She's been a fan of what I've done for years. Never talked to her, never knew other than that she likes our Facebook items and things of that nature. When I had posted the other day, and I'll just break it down a little bit for you right now, and then we'll get Michael Hopkins on to weigh in on some of this. But I shared with you guys a little bit about providing the graphics for the incredible Upscale magazine itself, the Page Turner magazine, the printed copy. I'm not talking about just online, but the printed copy. I've done quite a few of the graphics, and so that I put out there on Facebook along with the cover of the magazine, and she was just blown over. I think it was we're going to have her on Friday show to talk about it. 8 o'clock, you don't want to miss it. It's a very special fan day Friday, so I suggest you tune in. Okay, let's get Hopkins on the line. Michael comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning, Michael H., Michael Hopkins, the man with the plan. We're talking about Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania. Good morning, Michael. You're on with Blue.
Good morning.
Out of Jacksonville, Florida. You're on with Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Michael.
From Walker Valley. And Curry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York.
And
good morning, Michael.
Beautiful downtown Spotsylvania day.
beautiful day down
here.
Now,
that's what I was going to ask you. How is the weather out your window in beautiful downtown Spotsylvania, VA, Virginia?
Oh, birds singing and the sun is out. What more can a man ask for? And I even heard my neighbor, the rooster, this morning.
You definitely are small town, Michael. Here in Brooklyn,
yeah.
there's no roosters crowing. We don't get any of that up here.
Oh, yeah. Our rooster was up early this morning, Blue. And
I'm not
Nicole
even hearing that here,
Carrie.
Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Special rooster.
Wow.
Very special rooster.
So
like
you've been listening to the broadcast this morning, Michael Hopkins from VTR, so the Vet Talk Radio Show. So what can you share with us this morning? What have you heard?
Oh, you had another one of my favorites on there, Angela Clark.
Oh, Angela. Okay.
Angela, she is one of my favorites.
Why is she one of your favorites, Michael? The
voiceovers. I love the voiceovers that she does for the Hair Radio Show. I just love it. And every time you have her on, I just get so fascinated and I get laser focused on listening to her story. And like she said,
what is
she
it
didn't.
About her story that intrigued you, Michael? Share.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh,
let it
I love
on
it.
Out.
I love it. Her entrepreneurship, Carrie. I love her entrepreneurship. She started out, like she said, she learned one thing that a lot of people in business don't learn, how to treat the people that work for you. It's just, it's a simple concept.
Yeah. Why is
but
that?
But it's a simple concept.
Yeah.
It's just like in the military. If you treat your soldiers right, you respect them, you help them out, you train them, they'll be loyal. It's when you do the opposite of all that.
Do you agree with that concept down there in Jacksonville, Florida, about, if you work for these companies and they treat you right, are the employees the most valued resource? Do you treat your employees and the folks that you work with, the divine energy candles that way, are they your most valuable resource?
Yes, I treat them with respect. I mean, I treat people the way I want to be treated, bottom line. I don't put nothing out that I don't want to get back. So, yes.
Yes. And Blue really does.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you guys only hear her in the morning, I get the luxury of luxury candles, of course. But I get the luxury of getting a chance to speak to Blue later in the days and when we're planning and working on different ideas and things. And she's just as lovely as she is. When you talk to her, you hear her in the morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show mid-broadcast. And the same for all of us. Nicole Marie, same thing. Michael Hopkins, great to these are folks that I rely on outside of our 6 to 9 a.m., 5 to 8 if you're in Central, broadcast. So I thank you. Wow, okay. And so, Michael, back to you. You say that Angela is your favorite because she talks about supporting the employees. And, that's important. Now, did you do so much? Did you support the employees? Michael, you've been out there as an entrepreneur as well, and you are starting a whole new journey soon as an entrepreneur in the hair industry, but we haven't disclosed that just yet. We'll talk about that. But what else do you want to say, Michael?
You Carrie, you have to support your employees. You just have to. I know when I had my security business, and it was a small business with my training, and it was so many people that we trained, and then we hired some of them to work for our company. And a lot of times, it just got to the point where a lot of people, we would train them, and they say, oh, man, I just want to work for you, man. You and your partner, we just want to work for you. We don't even care if it's just sweeping up the place. And it's not that we were some geniuses. We just knew how to treat people. And like it says in biblical reference and any other kind of reference,
do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. And I think Blue kind of referenced that also. And that's what you have to do. And that's one of the things, I mean, this is my humble opinion, that's what's missing with a lot of business. That's one of the reasons why people are coming home. They're coming home. It was a pandemic, and that just added fuel to the fire. But a lot of people felt like, and you see it when you go out in the workplace, and I see it a lot. I listen to how the supervisory personnel talk to their employees. And a lot of times they don't take them behind closed doors if you're going to do a counseling session. They do it on the spot right there in front of clients or in front of people that's in your establishment. And I just look at them sometimes.
What's the right approach, Michael? Does it go back to that old saying that that you praise in public and kind of, and criticize in private? I've always subscribed to that. I've always believed that if I've been managing folks since I was 20-something years old, like 22, 24 years old. I started off as a manager at the airline and had staff members who worked for me right here in this office here many, many years later. I'm very much aware, and I believe that that's something. So if you have something nice to say that in front of everybody. Okay, it'll inspire others. If you have something to someone that's critical, don't ever say that in front of other people. Try to avoid that if you can.
True.
I believe that's the right approach.
Right.
And
right.
It serves me well.
It's just horrible when you see someone that's supposed to be in authority, and I don't care who they are. It is so horrible when exactly like what you said, Carrie Hines, they condemn somebody in front of the public. And that's a no-no.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Well, listen, thank you for that. Thank you for that and that commentary this morning, Hopkins. Now, Michael, before we turn away from you, I want to go talk a little bit. You kicked off your second season yesterday.
So
right
true.
Here on the Vet Talk
so
Radio
true.
Show, Air Radio broadcast. So it was a special broadcast that kind of really got underway a little after 8 in the morning, and you took it all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning for you folks out in Central. So until about 8, the Vet Talk Radio Show airs Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. It is a show for everybody, and so I want to make that clear.
Yes.
It is in support of the veterans. Obviously, Michael is talking about veterans' claims and what we can do to support our veterans. But everybody can tune in because we all know a veteran.
Can help everyone.
And, Michael, I just want to say, what's been your feedback? First, talk a little bit about the second season premiere. What do you want to say about the show yesterday?
Wow. I mean, it was just fantastic. And, we talked about the hidden benefits and so forth. And if the fans want to go back and listen, they can catch it.
Yeah, I'll make sure that everybody's aware that you can always just Google the Hair Radio Morning Show, and you'll see all of our old shows pop up, hit the play button for yesterday's show. But what can you tell us? Do you remember some of the things we talked about on the broadcast?
Oh, right. It was some beautiful things. Just like one of the things we talked about was the burial benefits that veterans have. And a lot of veterans and their families don't even know that there are state-run cemeteries that they can qualify for to get buried in with full military
honor.
And
that was just one. Thank you for picking that one, the burial ones of all the ones. There were quite a few Michael gave yesterday, which were little known. And so this is why this was so important. And it was the second season, so it's an extended edition of the broadcast of his Vet Talk radio show. So you definitely want to take a listen. I was here controlling the boards as I do, engineering the shows and all of that. And I was just blown away as to the amount of fans who were paying attention to what you were doing. So it was incredible. Oh, so great
and
job.
You know, yep. You know, Carrie.
Great
just
show.
Real quick one here. I had such an outpouring. I had so many people, veterans, that were just like me. And they reached out to me. You know, this was an all-day love affair. And they were just
wow.
So happy. And a lot of them learned a lot. And it's like, my God, I didn't know that.
Yes.
You know, the 10 things you talked about, man. You mean to tell me that I could qualify for that? Sure. And,
well,
and
this
it's
is
a
life-changing
right.
benefits. Yes.
Right. And
well,
it's just
listen,
so much more.
I'm excited. We're going to continue this ongoing talk on veterans and what we can do into the next week. So your season 2, episode 2 show will air on Tuesday coming week, or actually a week away, so next Tuesday. So you definitely want to tune in for that. It should be the 20th of September, September 20th. So don't miss that, about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central for the next installment of the Vet Talk radio show. So, hey, I want to kind of talk a little bit. Thank you, Michael Hopkins. And again, tune in to VTR. You don't want to miss it. Want to turn to, I know, Nicole Marie, you have you have another leading story that you want to kind of get into this morning.
Yes, I do.
That we kind of touched on a little bit yesterday. But first, we're going to take a little bit of a music break. To let Nicole Marie get everything all lined up for you this morning. We'll come back in with a lot more of this incredible talk today for the broadcast. And then I'm super excited also because about 8:30 Eastern time this morning, we have a wonderful hairstylist who will be joining us. So she joins us at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And her name is B.B. So those are her initials. So I'm loving this because she's been with us before. So you had a chance to kind of get to know her just a tad. But we're happy to welcome her back. We're just going to throw on the hot seat where you'll learn a little bit more about B.B. And we're so excited each Wednesday morning to usher in Wednesday's hairstylist. And this week, it's B.B. And so real good stuff, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's happening on Thursday's show. Again, a reminder of what's happening on Friday's show and over the weekend over at upscalemagazineradio.com and all of that wonderful good stuff. But coming up after the song, we've got Nicole Marie with the very latest on, I'm going to just let it just play on out. So kind of just take a moment and kind of listen to where we're going with what we have. Okay, so Nicole Marie, you know, I've heard from some of the folks about, well, yeah, you play a lot of classic songs. Yeah, we kind of cater to some senior folks over here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Here's what I say. I am not a senior. Let me just say, there's nothing wrong with being a senior, but I am not. And all our right. show is for everybody, regardless of whatever age you are, whatever stream, I don't care. It is about what is good. And just like we play the songs that I love, that we've heard over the years. And another reason, let me just say this on the music. If you guys have songs, many of our fans, you guys send us songs. And that's how we, you know, I say, oh, yeah, I'll put that on for you guys. If you have songs that you want to hear, let us know. We'll get them on. And that's what we'll play. Quite often, I want to hear some of my classic songs from way back when. This week we're paying tribute
right.
to the likes of Nicole, to Natalie Cole, to Sade. to many of the folks that we have, that we have grew up on or that we remember. And for me, it brings back memories. So I love listening to Natalie Cole. When I lived in Los Angeles, California, when I lived out in L.A., I used to ride the bus right past the house where Natalie grew up as a little child in Hancock Park, which is a section of L.A., and they lived in that corner house. And it just brings back memories to me. So I share these things with you guys on the show. Learn something from the folks who have contributed so much to what we've accomplished as a community.
So true.
Here
so
is
true.
Natalie Cole. Yeah. We'll be right back.
We keep this love.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Bond of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Terry Hines.
You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have with me two of my amazing colleagues on this show, on the broadcast. We're talking about Michael Hopkins from Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know him. And my co-host with the most, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, guys. Good morning to both of
good
you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, yes. And good morning to everybody.
Awesome. Okay. Wonderful. We're all ripe and ready. Now, listen. I want to first. This is for you guys out there and all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Everybody who's listening from all the different corners of literally planet Earth and out into the universe out there. I want to kind of do something that we've never talked about on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Okay, guys, now you know this, and you sharp-eared fans, listeners out there, you guys know that, you know, we're a breakfast show. We are on from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern, Monday through Friday. That's 5 to 8 Central. You guys know that. Right here through Block Talk, and we're heard through Upscale Magazine Radio as well. And that was shouting out fans everywhere. But, I've never figured out what our breakfast and morning habits or morning routines are. And so we're starting with our amazing co-host on the show to find out some of the things that they do in the morning. Like, let me lead off with this, okay? And we'll see what happens with what you guys do. Okay, first of all, here's my morning routine where it pertains to coffee or tea, literally. And so I have to say, part of what I created in the Hair Radio Morning Show was literally to make sure that we are a breakfast show, that we are doing the broadcast. We are on in the mornings while folks are, you know, scrambling the eggs for the family and, you know, finishing their showers. And, you know, they're listening to what we're talking about right here on the broadcast on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so for me, the first thing I do, I'm going to ask you guys this. This is how much do you know about your co-host, Carrie Hines? Who can guess what time my alarm clock goes off each weekday morning that we're doing the Hair Radio Morning Show? You guys know we're on the air at 6.
4 o'clock.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, we've got to see. Is that right?
Oh, no. I think it's more like 3 o'clock.
No. Nicole Marie is right. I'm up at 3 on occasion, in the morning, that is. But 4 o'clock, my alarm clock goes off. Usually I do wake up, so you're both kind of right, because I usually wake up prior to that. But, yeah, 4 o'clock, the alarm goes off. And the first thing I do is make sure my coffee pot is on. I've got to do this. And so I don't have a traditional coffee pot anymore. And I'll tell you, I was so upset because my sister in Philadelphia gave me a coffee pot as a gift several years back. And you guys know she's in Philadelphia, one of my sisters. She's in Philadelphia. I'm living in New York, in Brooklyn. And so I got into one of those kind of Uber-ish type cars. The gentleman picked me up to drive me back to the train station. And I left her brand new coffee pot that she gave me, coffee maker, it was all in a box and beautiful, you know, all packed in the back. Something told me, do not sit it in the back seat of the car. I sat it in the back seat, and I got in the front seat. And the gentleman, who I didn't know, you know, was a driver and drove me to the station and jumped out of the car. And the moment I jumped out, I remembered. And so I tried to reach the driver back, and of course, I had to leave town. And so I told him, you picked me up at my sister's house. Why don't you just go back and drop the coffee pot off there? So he went back, I think he ended up having a little crush on my sister. That turned into something, I guess, or whatever. I never saw the coffee pot again. Never. Oh, and wow. That was a good 5 years ago. And I've never, ever replaced the coffee pot. So what I usually do, this is my coffee routine in the morning. I have what's called like a instant. I love brewed coffee. Do not get me wrong. Who in the world? You can't be a coffee drinker and not like your coffee freshly brewed, okay? But I do. I love freshly brewed coffee. So I'm a serious coffee drinker. So I have to have an instant cup as soon as I get up just to kind of wake me up a little bit. And I usually do about 1 or 2 cups before I even, you know, go out to walk my dog. And then once I do that, then I come back in, and then I'll go down to the store. You guys know I'm in New York City, so I can easily walk to the store and get, a freshly brewed cup of coffee. But my coffee routine is, to make an instant cup of coffee. And I really, really do. And I'll tell you, when it comes to coffee, now I'm raising my hand, but how about you guys? Are you here for this? Are you decaf folks or are you caffeinated folks? I'm raising my hand in the bucket of the caffeinated. I like caffeine in my coffee. So I don't want instant coffee. If I want decaf, I'll drink tea. Well, not even tea is decaffeinated. I would just drink water. I haven't figured out the decaf folks yet. So I'm having my instant cup of caffeinated coffee, and I have a certain brand that I like, and I don't know about you guys. I can pretty much drink any kind of instant coffee. Here in New York, Cafe Bustelo is pretty popular, especially with the Latino folks, which we shout them out here. As well as Maxwell House, I think it's decaf. I'm not sure, but I could do that too. But my number one favorite, and I love, like I said, Maxwell House, you know, but I think my number one favorite is it's not Maxwell House. It's the most flavorful.
it is the most flavorful in the morning. Oh, my goodness. And it's not, what in the world, it's Taster's Choice. I had to think of it for a second. Taster's
Choice.
Wow,
man, they've been around for a long time.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, guys, that, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I get a little bit, you know, forming my coffee choice was a little bit scary for me because I associate it with being a kid and looking at these commercials. You don't see these commercials anymore. They used to have, like, Dr. Welby was on the Senka commercial. The lady who plays the evil witch, Margaret Hamilton, was on the Maxwell House commercial. That lady, Mrs. Olson, was on the Folgers commercial.
Wow. Yeah, I remember all of those commercials.
Well, of course you do, Michael Hopkins. So,
oh, yeah.
See, this is how I made my coffee choices. So when I have coffee in the morning, it's now nostalgic for me. And I'm sure for many others too. It's nostalgic. So will I replace my coffee pot? I'll keep you posted. Will I switch from my instant to my percolated? Well, I'll also let you know. But that is my morning coffee routine.
Great. Great, great.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, over to you guys. What about you? Let's ask Michael H. What about you? What's your morning coffee routine? And is it as elaborate as that story?
Wow, yeah, yours has got mine beat. But But you know, to be kind of honest with you guys, you know, I'm actually not a coffee drinker.
Oh, no. You know what?
Yeah.
You got to turn in your Hair Radio Morning Show card. You did not just say you're not a morning coffee. Well, what? Are you a tea drinker? What?
No,
well,
believe
you,
it or not.
What?
Oh, in the mornings, believe it or not, my ritual is this, Carrie and Nicole Marie. I exercise in the morning. That's
you know
my,
what? We're just going to cut Michael's mic off.
Oh, boy, am I in trouble.
What? Yeah, what are you talking about? No coffee and you used the E word? Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, when I get up in the morning, yeah, that's just part of my ritual now.
Wow.
I basically get up in the morning, kind of wake myself up, and before I know it, I'm outside walking the neighborhood. And what I do is one of the things that I find that works for me, I have to have a piece of fruit while I'm walking along.
Mm.
It could be an apple.
Okay.
It could be a peach, pear, grapes, banana. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as it's a piece of fruit, as long as I have a piece of fruit, I'm good. I walk around the neighborhood.
How do you wake up each day? That walk wakes you up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Because, see, what I do when I walk, it gives me a chance to think about things. Like, what am I going to do during the day? Do I have appointments? It stimulates me, and it stimulates my mind to think about things. A lot of times, Carrie and Nicole, I actually take a notepad with me. And as I'm walking along, if I come up with an idea, I write the idea down. It's just a habit I've developed.
What is the first beverage that you do in the morning?
Oh, the first beverage that I do in the morning is either water or some kind of non-sugary juice that I always make, lemonade, lemon-flavored, or fruit-flavored. It's always
really?
I never really do a lot of deviating from those two flavors.
Well, what about a hot beverage? No hot beverages in the morning?
And by the way, I'm not a cold coffee man. Let me just say that. But no,
I never figured that one out either.
Yeah,
cold
coffee. Okay, you don't. You're not a coffee man. So what about teas? Michael's not sitting there sipping on chai tea in the morning.
Oh no, no, it's very rare.
I'm trying to
envision
that.
Yeah, it's very, very rare that I drink anything hot in the morning, even if it's cold outside. I still I'll be bundled up, but I got that piece of fruit.
What about the Mrs. Michael? How's Mrs. Hopkins? Is she a coffee or tea drinker?
Oh, yes, Lord,
club?
yes. 1,000 times,
okay.
Yes.
At least somebody
she has to have her
coffee. Okay, yay. How
she has to have her coffee.
Awesome.
Doesn't have her coffee, Carrie and Nicole,
that's what happens. Yeah, we love our routine. Wow.
Yeah, she's been so used to it over the years. She has to have her coffee.
Wow.
But for me, I have to have a walk.
Walk.
Walk
and
that's
a piece of fruit.
Actually a good thing. What were you saying, Nicole Marie?
I said a walk and a piece of fruit.
Walk and a piece
of
fruit.
Oh, yeah. Got to have those two things.
Now, see, those things are great. For me, but they won't do the trick at all. I'll still be like, where's my coffee? I got to have, and by the time I walk the dog, I still have to have another full cup of coffee. So I got to go out and get a brewed coffee. Because, see, to me, there's no real comparison to that. No matter how many instants I drink, it's nothing like a fresh brewed cup. So now, okay, Michael Hopkins, what a great coffee story. That doesn't even include coffee.
I wish I could, and I know when I was in the military, we would do a lot of that stuff. But I just got to a point that this is it's relaxing to me to get out and walk for about, maybe 15 minutes to a half an hour.
Wow.
It's just so relaxing, especially early in the morning, and there's nobody outside, basically. The most excitement I have is I might see a dog or two or a cat.
Yeah.
And we got plenty of them in the neighborhood. I mean,
wow.
I think they got, like, condos or something around here, or they got 3 or 4-bedroom houses, because in our neighborhood, that's all you see is a bunch of cats.
Well, listen, the cats are having their coffee, too. So that's what they're doing.
True.
And they have their morning routine. Nicole Marie, we've got to turn to you. What have you been hearing, and what are your thoughts on what you've heard, and what's your routine?
Well, like Michael, and hold on to your seat, Carrie. Like Michael, I am not a coffee drinker myself.
Oh, I'm
so
outnumbered here, folks. I am outnumbered.
Yes. So it's interesting to hear your coffee story and how you say, you know, I have to have my coffee and then I get a second cup and so forth.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a coffee drinker. My husband is not a coffee drinker.
What?
We do have it in
I'm not coming to visit. I scratch you guys off my visitation list.
Now, we do have it in the house for when people come to visit, and people that are coffee drinkers, we do have a coffee pot. And like I said, we do have coffee in the cabinet, but we do not drink
it. Okay, I'll still visit. Okay, you've redeemed yourselves. So what do you do in the morning?
For myself, I drink tea or I drink hot chocolate.
Now,
so
what kind of tea is it? Yeah, is it
the tea, I either
Lipton?
Drink. Well, I have a particular brand that I like. It's a lemon ginger tea, and the brand is Bigelow. I really like that.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I
Bigelow,
also,
yeah. They used to have commercials
like,
on. Yeah.
Yes. I also drink black tea as well. So there's not just one tea I have to have all the time. I have several that I like. I also drink chamomile tea. It just depends on the mood I'm in and what I want for that particular day.
That would just put me right back to sleep.
Really? It's relaxing for me and soothing for me. And like I said, if I don't drink tea, then I drink hot chocolate.
Well, see, I can dig it with the hot chocolate, but I can't do the hot chocolate first thing in the morning. That's more like in the afternoon or evening. But especially
okay.
here in New York City when it's freezing cold, I love hot chocolate. But
right.
not as my
so
first
I.
beverage of the morning. I'm just blown away. Like, I could never drink a relaxing tea to wake up. It's just not going to do it for me. And
oh, wow.
I'm not a taste. I don't. I'm not a tea drinker per se. I will
uh-huh.
keep tea bags here, like you said, for guests and stuff like that. But what's really funny is that I bought some, well, actually somebody gave me boxes of tea. Those teas set up in my cabinet for eons, you know, like, you know, through like, you know, decades, the same boxes of tea were up in the cabinet.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, and the only tea that I kind of like, and this is really good, true, in the winter is Tetley tea. So I've heard of
okay.
Bigelow. They have commercials on for Bigelow tea. Even now, Bigelow is big. Bigelow is big. There you go. I see the commercials. They have the baseball guy that was on
right.
doing the Bigelow commercials. See, I know your tea, even though I don't drink it. I love Tetley's. I'm not a big fan. I could drink Lipton tea, but I prefer Tetley if I'm going to drink tea. I don't mind once in a while in the evening and it's freezing cold and put some fresh lemon in there. I'm in heaven
right,
with
right,
that.
Yes.
But
like
not
Lipton
as my
as well.
Wake-up drink. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Lipton, I could drink Lipton, but there's a difference to me between Lipton and Tetley. Lipton, I love Lipton, but to me, some of the bags taste like, you know, sweeter. They just have different, you know, you can get, you know, a mixed bag of flavor. Where
right.
Tetley seems to be like almost a Swedish kind of tea, almost like they've added something. I love the taste of Tetley. And so I'll drink that on occasion. But again, not my morning routine. Not my morning routine. But that's interesting that you are not really drinking coffee. And neither of you really do that. That is just,
no.
wow. I'm blown away.
And I don't just have to do it, you know, in the morning. Sometimes I drink it all throughout the day.
Tea, all that. Oh, wow, that's why you're so calm. See, I am, and now you see where I get all that energy from on the show.
Well, Carrie, look, I have three kids that I'm running here and there. Hey, I have to stay calm. I have to, you know,
relax.
So I drink my tea and cool out.
Wow, yeah, because I'd be going crazy with three kids and full of caffeine. Ah! You know, get over there, you sit down here. Wow. Well, listen, we'd love to hear from all of you guys. Today it was all about our early morning routines. I say the first beverage of the day. And you can hashtag that at hairradio.com. Let us know what you think for the members. We'd love to know your thoughts, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get you guys on to share your routine.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hair Radio. Thank you, Angela, and we're in our spotlight hour, and we are doing this whole new thing. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to reintroduce you to an amazing hairstylist. Her name is BB. Those are her initials. She'll be with us in just a moment. But first, our very own co-host and co-star, we call her Queen of the Mornings. You know Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. She's with us to give us another update. Now, Nicole, you have a story that you wanted to delve into and share with everybody this morning on the broadcast. And we're going to bring in Bibi to the conversation. So first, yes, go ahead, lead on in with what you want to share this morning on the Hair Radio Morning
Show.
Thank
you.
Nicole,
thank you,
take it away.
This morning, our Girl Power Spotlight, I want to touch on, a couple of days ago was the 74th Primetime Emmy Awards, and the Emmy Awards honor the best in American primetime television programming, as chosen by the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Now, let me tell you, our Girl Power Spotlight showed up and showed out, and that is Miss Cheryl Lee Ralph. She won for Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series as Barbara Howard for on the show Abbott Elementary. And let me just talk about Cheryl Lee Ralph for a minute. She is an American, Jamaican-American actress and singer. She made her screen debut in a comedy film, which was called A Piece of the Action. But her breakthrough role was Dina Jones in the Broadway musical Dreamgirls in 1981. That was her breakthrough role. But Miss Cheryl Lee Ralph has had an extensive, amazing career in movies, in TV, on Broadway, and she also has an album called In the Evening. So just an amazing career. But going back to the Emmys, she was the showstopper of the night. And when she won for the supporting actress, when she walked up on that stage, she sang a portion of Diane Reeves' song, Endangered Species, and received a standing ovation. I mean, she just took it away. She took it away. And it's so important because in her acceptance speech, she wanted everybody to know that your voice matters. The key is perseverance and strength. It doesn't matter. Believe. Continue striving. With whatever your dream is, don't give up. Mm. And especially, do not ever give up on yourself. Now, Miss Shirley Ralph was actually the second African-American supporting actress to win this role, but it's been 35 years. Miss Jackie Harry was the first black woman to win in 1987.
Yeah.
But it's been 35 years.
30-something. You
and
Miss
Cheryl Lee Ralph,
that,
35 years.
Yeah, that's incredible. Nicole Marie, first I want to thank you. Yeah, that's a long time. Thank you for bringing this story to light and just reminding us of all of this. Everybody, you guys can see Cheryl Lee Ralph singing of this acceptance speech on YouTube. Google it out there. It's everywhere. I've even posted on my Facebook under Carrie Hines. And we just love her. And I think Cheryl Lee Ralph represented what I believe are folks who are marginalized everywhere. So whether you are an African-American woman, an African-American man, an entrepreneur, whoever who's not getting the recognition that you deserve and feeling that your voices are not being heard. So we love her. We appreciate that. And thank you, Nicole Marie. Good girl power moment. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm shouting
and
out this morning. Great job.
Carrie, quickly,
yeah.
I want to shout out other black women who won. Quinta Brunson won Outstanding Writing for Abbott Elementary. Lizzo won Reality Competition Series for Watch Out for Big Girl. Also, Zendaya won Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series.
Awesome.
And Zendaya
is
actually
the
first black woman to win twice and the youngest two-time Emmy winner.
Okay.
So I just
want to
shout them out as well.
Good job. All right. Thank you so much, Nicole Marie, on reporting on Emmy Talk. Thanks again. Good girl power moment. Okay. All right. I've got to say, you guys know on Wednesdays we've been doing this big thing, And we are doing something every Wednesday called Hairstylist Wednesday. You'll get a chance to meet a new hairstylist with us each week, whether it's somebody that you've already been introduced to or not. But we will be having a great hairstylist who will join us in the last portion of the show. Today we're running a tad bit behind, but we wanted to go ahead and get her on. She'll be with us, and I have a big announcement for BB. And so I'm so excited. Now, guys, she comes to us. She's live. She comes to us out of Alabama, the Birmingham, Alabama area. And I just love BB's spirit, her energy, and her drive. And it has a lot to do with what Nicole Marie just talked about. So Nicole Marie and I, Nicole Marie is joining me in this great welcome to BB this morning. BB, you're on live, the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines and my wonderful colleague, Nicole Marie. Good morning to you.
Good morning,
good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Great. How are
we're
you?
Doing, yeah, we're doing great. Yes, BB, how are you today?
I'm awesome. I'm just so excited to speak with you guys.
Oh,
great.
Well,
we are
happy
to have you here.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now what did you get any, did you hear any of that that Nicole Marie was talking about today, BB, on the show with,
yes.
She just chimed in a little bit. What did you hear that you can share?
Well, she was just talking about at the Emmys, the awards of the black women that won. I just feel like this,
oh, Emmy.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
I'm proud of them.
Yes, exactly. And so we are also proud of you.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us now, you. Yeah. Now you're out of the Birmingham, Alabama area. You are a hairstylist. What does that mean to you, being a hairstylist?
Oh, well, it means a lot to me. I was actually raised amongst a lot of women hairstylists. I grew up in the hair salon. My grandmother was a hairstylist. Her mother was a hairstylist. So it's just in me. It's in me. I love making people feel beautiful. I really do. The transformation is awesome.
Yes. Because what it really seems, and I think the word you just hit on just hit me, the transformation. You're taking somebody who might have come into your space feeling a certain way, and you might be able to pick up on that and give them something that they didn't see in themselves and literally uplift their spirit. And so the whole show today, I have to say, we've been talking about uplifting the spirit. And, BB, that's what you are doing through your work. And that's why we love having you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're getting to be a regular here.
I love talking to people, especially about beauty and everything that goes with it. Like, I'm a beauty girl. I was born into this.
You were, yes. I love that you said that your grandmother was a hairstylist and all of that. This is not your first time at the rodeo. Okay.
I'm a Paul Mitchell. I graduated from Paul Mitchell in 2015. And that was kind of tough for me also, because going to a private, it was kind of like all white. I was the only black girl in my class. But it taught me so much, because I wasn't used to being around,
different
people. I was so used to around in the community, around my friends, my family. And when I stepped outside and went to Paul Mitchell to be around different, races, just different personalities, it really put me in a place that I'm just so proud of right now, because my thinking was kind of small when
I first world.
Yes, and I had to endure a lot. It was painful days. I had good days. I had bad days. I would leave my hair school and run to my granddad's house and cry and say, "Granddad, I just feel like I'm just so left out." And he told me, "Psalm 35, every morning before you go to beauty school, read Psalms 35. And I did exactly that. And I promise you, I just sailed through that the rest of the year. It was awesome.
Wow.
I'm so grateful for me.
Great. Wow. Now, Bibi, having that experience at Paul Mitchell where you were opened up to, you know, working with and being around diverse people, how has that helped you in your business today? Do you have, you know, diverse clients? Or, you know, how does that help you in your business now?
It actually helps a lot. It paid off in a big, major way because I can do all hair. I'm just not set to one person with this type of hair or that person with this type of hair. Anybody who walks through the door, I can fix their hair no matter the texture. I can do all hair. And that was the reason I went to Paul Mitchell. I could have went to any beauty school around the neighborhood or in the community, but I chose Paul Mitchell to be diverse. I always wanted to do magazine, behind the scenes, movies, so I knew that I had to go somewhere where I can learn diversity. And don't get me wrong, when I went, I'm like, I'm going to Paul Mitchell so I can learn how to do, you know, white people hair. That's what I said. Because I'm like, I already know how to do black people hair. That's what I felt. But once I got there, it was more stuff that I had.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to realize. Yeah. That's it. Well, listen, I am so grateful. It sounds like this whole experience for you was quite more than just eye-opening. It was educational.
Right.
And that you discovered the world. And let me just tell you something. You're big time here. The Hair Radio Morning Show, you're not just on in the Central Time Zone. You're not just on in New York City. And I mean just to be opened up to the 13 million folks here. But you're also all over America and up in Canada. We have to shout out Samantha up in Nova Scotia. We have Hair Radio Canada. We have Hair Radio Ghana. We have Hair Radio Nigeria. Over in Ghana, you guys know Ebenezer helps us. In Nigeria, we've got Mawarin. So this is just the beginning.
And I'm so
thankful. Yeah, you've hit the big time. I don't know if you heard it. When you've made it to hit.
Maybe.
What does that say? You haven't made it, Nicole Marie,
until you've made it to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I think it's true. Yes. Well, we've got a lot to get into. Am I right, Nicole Marie? And that's why I was like, okay, you know what? We need to add a regular contributor, a regular hairstylist who does all hair to our conversations.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, you'll be chiming in on Cheryl Lee Ralph and her, you know, her look. And by the way, her hair looked amazing on the Emmys as
amazing.
Well. Cheryl Lee Ralph always keeps her hair together. I don't even know if you know who Cheryl Lee Ralph is, BB.
I know who she is. Moesha.
What?
I know exactly.
No,
BB.
Yeah.
What?
Love her. I actually love her. She's just so down to earth, and you can tell, like, in her acting that she's just being herself.
She's
being
herself.
You can tell, like, a great person.
Exactly. And I didn't know she could sing like that. I mean, I know she was on Broadway and all of that, and I believe she won a Tony, but she really sang on that show that other night.
Yes, she did.
I was like, okay, wailing. She went to town.
Yes.
And that's what I love. She represented. And, BB, that's what you do with your talent and bringing it to our fans. So this is just the beginning. And I'm so happy to be representing your efforts in this industry and field and of endeavor. So this is just the beginning. Oh, you got it.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you, Nicole Marie.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. This is it's a family here.
Yes,
it's a family. And that's what I love about the show. We're here every morning. Today was show number. Write this day down because this is a life-changing number for you, BB. It's our show number 756.
Oh, yeah.
756. We've aired 756 episodes of each program being 3 hours. So we have well over 2,000 hours of Hair and Beauty Morning Talk right here to listen to, quite a bit of our archives. So when you've missed any part of this show, you guys out there can simply Google it. And once you put in there are 5 words you need to Google in order to get the response that will list all of our shows. And so you put into Google The Hair Radio Morning Show. Those are the 5 words. And boy, oh boy, will all those 756 shows pop up.
This will show up.
Yes, and show out. It really does. And then so you guys know at 9 o'clock we switch out at 8 o'clock Central. That's when we say goodbye for the day, but we tell you the show continues over at upscalemagazineradio.com where you play around the clock. You can listen to classic shows over there, and a little later on we'll get on today's broadcast there. And so great listeners over there, great interviews, additional things play at upscalemagazineradio.com. Those are our friends. Tomorrow's show, speaking of Upscale Magazine, they've got a new fashion editor. He's going to be with us right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show in this hour.
Wonderful.
And our spotlight host, starting at 8. He's going to co-host the hour with us. So he's got a lot. We're going to grill him a lot. So he'll be on the hot seat tomorrow, BB. So we're real excited about that. And I just want to say, so definitely tune in. We're going to talk about Upscale. We have a lot to get into. We're going to talk about the what wraps today, which is the New York Fashion Week. We're going to talk with him about the New York Fashion Week. We're going to talk to him about his new position at Upscale. We're going to talk about what he's going to be doing and also what's in style right now in fashion. We're going to be talking about all that. It's the very first time in a long time on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to be talking fashion. And I think I'm going to invite BB back to talk a little bit about hair with that fashion.
Yes,
wonderful.
So we're going to have a full-on panel. All right? It's going to be great.
Right.
So, BB, get ready because I heard you did a great style. I want to get that in right quickly. Tell us a little bit about the style that people are going crazy about that you just did.
Well, I did some dramatic baby hairs. So I actually put, like, my hair around the front of my hair, and then I put one side in a ponytail. I put the other side in a ponytail. So there's two ponytails. I got this a quick on-the-go hairstyle. I got, I thought, you know, ponytails up, one over here, one over there. I had one pack of braiding hair that had two packs of hair in it. So I took one, I braided the hair, and I applied it to each ponytail on each side. So it's actually like I had two braided ponytails with some dramatic baby hairs. And with the baby hairs, all you have to do is just curl and lay it down with the edge control. It was awesome.
I'm loving that. I'm loving it. BB, you've got to take pictures
of stuff. I love fast hair. I love doing fast hair. You know, when you're on time, got very thin, that's the adrenaline that gives me my drive.
Well, I'm loving this because you know what?
Yes. Being busy women, that's it.
Yeah.
On the go, you need to be able to take care of your hair and go.
I'm loving this. That's going to be fantastic. So we're going to call it On the Go with BB. And BB, you'll be able to share some of those quick styles in the mornings with our fans of the show. And I think you're going to be a fantastic resident stylist for us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. How does that grab you this morning?
That's a blessing. I'm so grateful for everything I am. I'm very thankful and grateful for both of you guys for having me on, believing in me. you know, giving me a chance to put my voice out. I'm so thankful.
Absolutely, BB.
Right.
And
we thank
this is
you.
Just the beginning.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. This is just the beginning. We're going to get you educated on our Carapi brand, our house brand of hair products and all of that. So we've got a long way to go. Welcome aboard, BB.
Yes. Welcome.
Welcome aboard. We're happy to have you. All right. Yes, and we're going to be talking over some things on this show. We get into a lot, and we're going to be having some great conversations. We have some wonderful folks. You'll be joining the team and just being just really out there pushing and just trying to make it. I love that you're an entrepreneur. I love that you're a hairstylist and how much it means to you. You come from a family of hairstylists. You're not just, running around, doing any old kind of thing on YouTube. You really care about what you're doing, and you're passionate about your hairstyling, and also helping young ladies. And it's just it's remarkable. So we're grateful. So we're shouting out to you, to all the folks, your family, friends, anybody you want to shout out this morning to.
My mom, I would like to give, my mom, my sister, and my kids. If it wasn't for them, the drive that I have now, I probably wouldn't have it. I do everything for them. I get up, make sure that my kids will not have, I had to go through growing up as a child. Like, that's my main focus, besides, being successful and helping people transform and feel good about themselves. Is my kids and everything that I want them to see me accomplish with their eyes.
Well,
so they can.
Nicole, it looks like you got another girl power client
there.
Another girl power fan.
Wonderful.
That's
what it's all about.
Can I give a shout out to my son? He's at North Carolina A&T. HBCU.
Wow.
He made
what's his first name?
Vice President. His name is Brent. Brent Boyd.
Brent.
Vice President. He's the vice president of the sophomore class.
We love it.
Wonderful.
And
congratulations. Right.
All right. BB, I just have to say it's always a pleasure. We look forward to having you back here. On an upcoming Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to keep you guys informed, and we're going to have BB to join us on a reg. You know, we call it on a regular basis here as a residential hairstylist for the broadcast, all the way from Alabama. So, yes, thank you so much. I'm Carrie Hines in New York City. BB, so we'll check in with you very soon here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You always knock it out of the box. I just want to say
thank you,
okay? All right, we'll see
you
back here soon.
Thank you, BB.
All right. Yes. Nicole Marie, was that not amazing? Is BB not just doing big things?
Yes, so we're just
so happy to have her. And don't forget tomorrow's show, again, the Hair Radio Morning Show from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. And we're going to be just doing so very much on this broadcast. We just thank you so much for being a listener to the broadcast. And again, this is a great time to go over to upscalemagazineradio.com to listen to everything we got planned for you over there. It's time to get our outro started, and we'll see you back here soon. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Make it a good, good day. We just did. Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com.